USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Democrats presented an article of impeachment against President Trump to the Senate on Monday night. A total of 10 House Republicans joined in with Democrats to vote in favor of impeachment. An impeachment is defined as to remove from power. More on yesterday's horrific killing in Indianapolis, Indiana. A teenager whose dad had just yelled at him for leaving the house without permission turned a gun on his family, killing five relatives. The alleged killer, who has not been named by authorities because of his age, was arrested Monday after cops tracked him down to the suburb of Plainfield, Indiana. His younger brother lived to tell authorities what happened. The Senate voted 84-15 to confirm Janet Yellen as the 78th Treasury Secretary on Monday. Yellen is the first woman to serve as Treasury Secretary. Previously, she was on the Federal Reserve Board from 2014 to 2018. Born in Brooklyn, New York, Secretary Yellen is estimated to be worth $16 million. This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, awesome and amazing day. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health.
Today I have a message for you women. We have women that come to us all the time, every single day with the same issues. They're tired of being tired and they are hopeless, completely hopeless, because they have tried everything to lose weight.
And when we say everything, we mean everything. We have clients that have done keto, vegan, carrots and water, celery and water. I mean every excruciating, crazy diet you can imagine, and nothing has worked for them. But we have great news for you. Our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration resets your hypothalamus, resets your metabolism. Go on our website, energizedhealth.com. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you. Log on today to energizedhealth.com.
The START treaty with Russia may need some adjustments, to be fair. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
In one of his administration's first foreign policy positions, President Biden indicated last week that he wanted to extend the new START treaty. Pentagon officials later said that the country was much safer with the Nuclear Arms Reduction Treaty in place. But some say that extending the treaty without any concessions from Russia would be a bad deal. Senator Tom Cotton believes that an extension without conditions is exactly what Vladimir Putin wants. The Arkansas Republican tells Fox News that the treaty in its current form favors the Russians.
The number one priority for Vladimir Putin was an unconditional extension of the New START treaty, because that treaty favors Russia. It does not cover the vast arsenal of tactical nuclear weapons that Russia has, or some of its novel delivery systems like undersea delivery systems or nuclear-powered cruise missiles and hypersonic glide vehicles. That's why Vladimir Putin wanted it extended without condition.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The United States is calling out Russian leaders for their treatment of a political opposition leader. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
The White House is calling for the unconditional release of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. More than 3,000 demonstrators calling for his release were arrested by Russian authorities over the weekend. Navalny, a major critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, was detained last week when he returned to Moscow. He had been in Germany for several months, receiving treatment for a suspected poisoning with a nerve agent, something Navalny blames on the Kremlin. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki called on Russia to release both Navalny and the protesters. She also called for an international investigation into Navalny's poisoning.
The arrest of opposition figure Alexei Navalny and the crackdown on protests that followed are troubling indications of further restrictions on Russian civil society. So I'll just reiterate our call from here on Russian authorities to release all those detained for exercising their universal rights and for the immediate and unconditional release of Alexei Navalny. We also urge Russia to fully cooperate with the international community's investigation into the poisoning of Alexei Navalny and credibly explain the use of a chemical weapon on its soil.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
44-year-old Alexei Navalny is a member of the Russia of the Future Party. The Atlanta Braves on Tuesday will host a celebration of baseball legend Henry Aaron in a memorial service celebrating the life and enduring legacy of the late Hall of Fame and American icon. The event will be held at Truist Field in Atlanta and begin at 1 p.m. Eastern. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.